we discovered that older people were not accessing our service. So we did some research to identify the reasons why. We found that there were a whole series of barriers that older people face in accessing lawyers and legal advice. So to respond to that issue, we developed an outreach service at a local national seniors association. And once we started doing that outreach, we discovered that there was a whole new world of elder abuse going on, where older people desperately needed advice and assistance but were completely unable to get any. The overwhelming majority of the elder abuse cases we get involve financial abuse, probably about 75% of them. We had one case that particularly comes to mind for me, where an older person was forced to move into their garage by their daughter-in-law and then prevented from accessing the toilet and bathroom of her own home and was catching the bus to the local shopping centre in order to actually go to the toilet. So that's obviously an extreme example of the sort of cases we get. But tied up in most cases are financial abuse, psychological abuse is always present in almost every case. And then there's, you know, the other abuses ranging from emotional abuse to full sexual abuse and physical abuse, which is probably rarer. We came up with the model through a social worker, and she thought, wouldn't it be a great idea to have a social worker working with a lawyer to actually develop the relationship with these clients to get them to a point where they're actually prepared to take action against their loved ones? And that's something that I think gets lost in the response that governments think is required. Elderly people are not going to take what they would see as a very drastic relationship ending action to protect themselves without a lot of support in place to actually make those decisions. And that's where the social worker plays a really strong role in facilitating the instructions to the lawyer to actually take the action that is required. There's a real tension between empowerment and protection. So if an older person sees that taking action is actually going to terminate the relationship, not just with their children, but with their grandchildren, then they may well be prepared to trade off what they see as minimal abuse in order to secure those relationships with their grandchildren. And when you're, you know, looking at only a few more years of your life left, then the question is, well, is that, where will we actually intervene to say, no, your right to make those autonomous decisions about what you're prepared to trade off, society actually says, no, we're not gonna let you put up with that much abuse. So it's a very tricky issue to balance that tension between autonomy and protection.